Grain futures, we have limit up Chicago wheat as the other wheat markets are quickly in tow. Putin has been doing some hooting. He came out this morning, right when this thing took off, and said he plans to escalate plans of attacking Ukraine. Russia is preparing, it says, to intensify attacks on Ukraine after concluding that negotiations toward a peace agreement have reached a dead end. And so that means the Black Sea is shut. So half of the wheat in the world that transfers out of the Black Sea region is not happening. And the best that the Ukrainians and Russians can do with rail and truck is about half of the wheat. And as far as Ukraine is concerned, corn ain't going to be flowing out of there in a few months either as easily. So the wheat trade bolting higher. Chicago wheat trading at limit up. We're hovering right there, a penny or so trading off of it right now, up 44 and three quarter cents. December Chicago is at 7.48 right now. March Chicago up 43 and a half at 7.64 and three quarters. Kansas, December wheat, up 40 cents, 8.11, while March Kansas is up 38 and a half at 8.23 and a quarter. Even Minneapolis getting drugged higher. We're up 31 cents on September, 7.25. December Minneapolis up 31 and a quarter, 7.51 and a quarter. March, Minneapolis up 30 and three quarter cents, 7.69. In tow is corn, new contract highs. We're up 13 and a quarter cents for December, 5.36 and three quarters, as a new element of demand is coming towards that corn market. In addition to likely declining yields as we go forward, March corn up 12 and a half cents, 5.51. Soybeans, new contract highs. Higher corn means higher meal. Meal, December, up $9.90 a ton. That's actually almost limit up. That would be $15. Sorry. $339.20 on December meal. Soybeans on the high tick, up 27 cents, $12.64 and three quarters. January beans up 27 and a quarter, $12.79 and a half. Now, the cattle futures and feeders, they were lower here for a while, but even they turned up on the news because, frankly, this sharply sudden higher grain values kind of shifts the dynamics on cattle production, because when this corn all of a sudden gets so expensive too quick, it means these fat, sloppy, big, large steers getting to those larger weights is very expensive. It means some of these steers aren't going to be so heavy anymore. These Y4s, and I always joke, the Y5s and Y6s, they're not going to be very popular given the cost that it takes to get them to those last weights. It's exorbitant per pound of what it takes for corn. So all of a sudden, the cattle market's kind of firmed up here a bit after being lower by about a dollar plus here. Boxed beef softened today, down $1.05 on choice, select down $2.69. But we're seeing the board August cattle today, $218.20 now, up 10 cents. The October cattle unchanged, $210.11, while December is up 50 cents at $212.62. Feeders, the August contract, we've got the August feeder index down $1.98, $338.48. August feeders, $332.22, down $1.50. September feeders down 55 cents, $318.80, while October now up 77 cents, $314.15. November up $1.65 at $307.30. January looks like it wants to crowd 300. It just went back above $300. We're at up 260 at $300.35. Over in the hogs today, 17 cents higher at 80.62. December up 47 cents, 70.82. Metals, we had some economic data this morning, was a little negative for the metal markets and the stock market a bit. We do have December gold down $42 at $4,652. December silver's down 63 cents, $68.84. The August Bitcoin contract down $440 at $78,570. And crude oil, volatile. We are $3 off of overnight lows. Market heading lower earlier on the session overnight as they claim we have an Iranian-U.S. truce. And then, of course, as we come into the day session, we find our inventory numbers for diesel and gasoline getting pinched up. And then, of course, we have the hooting from Putin. And that's going to pretty much limit a lot of energy trying to come out of Russia, firming crude oil back up again. October up 25 cents a barrel, 82.61. October gasoline up 4.5 cents a gallon, 297.5. That's 10 cents off morning lows. Diesel fuel up 3.5 cents a gallon, $4.17 there too, about a dime off morning lows. Any questions on trading commodity futures, you know where to find us. The word is Heartland, heartlandinvest.com. That's where you want to go. We'll help you out. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.